This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Randall Kowalik. Our guest today is K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Cheryl Boyer. Fall is just around the corner, and that's the perfect time to plant trees and shrubs in the home landscape. Cheryl, what makes fall such a good time for this? And we should note that you primarily work with commercial plant growers and nurseries.
I do. So I work with nursery crop production and landscape establishment, trying to help people have successful yards. And there have been quite a few studies that publish on when plants survive and when they do the best in the landscape, based on what time of year you plant them, all these other variables that you could evaluate for what is going to make sure that you have a successful planting. And fall planting just edges out just about any other season for planting. And that's because the soil is still warm and the plants are heading into dormancy, so they're not actively growing, as opposed to when you plant in the spring, you do have a full growing season ahead of you that may get really, really hot, but and you'll have to keep the plant watered, but it's not usually going to freeze back to the ground. So in the fall, the ground's still fairly warm and the plant's not actively growing, and you can get it in the ground and get it a chance to for the roots to establish before things get really, really cold for the winter.
We sometimes think about plants as having, I don't know, a certain kind of intelligence or something like that. Plants actually differentiate between growing and establishing. If you put a new plant in the ground and it needs to establish the roots, that's somehow different than actually for the growing season, where I guess, you know, you're going to produce flowers and things like that. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, if you consider that perspective, you know, putting energy into reproduction, which is what flowers are, is really expensive for a plant. And where they get their energy from is from the roots. So it's really important to make sure the roots have absolutely everything they need. And if that is in place, then the top will be just fine. This is why we actually in the landscape have so much struggle with plants, because often we're having drought, or the plants don't get enough fertilizer, or it's just hot and the top is part of the plant is really struggling. So if you can have the perfect root environment for any plant, the top part has a much better chance of surviving and thriving and doing well. So we can help encourage plants to establish those root systems a little bit better in the fall. This is why we always say don't fertilize in the fall or after you've recently planted something, because you don't want them to put on a big flush of growth and then boom, we hit a freeze in November or December. And that environmental struggles is often a reason we have for plant failure. And sometimes, very often, and it's things that happened 6 months ago or a year ago. And we don't always remember that, but plants do.
When choosing plants for the home landscape, should we always give the advantage to plants that are native to the area?
Oh, that is a really big discussion. I would say that native is not the only answer. Native is really nice if you can encourage that. And some people really like to garden with natives only. But we have a lot of really nice introduced plants. And if you consider what plants were actually growing here, we don't have any native pine trees. We have no native evergreen pines in Kansas, which is why every pine we have here is a little bit stressed, because it's outside of their comfort zone. And so we struggle to have a really wide plant palette from which to choose when it comes to evergreen plants. We do have some new resources on that. So I've written a evergreen shrub publication that's on our KSRE bookstore that includes all sorts of evergreen or partially evergreen as best as we can get in Kansas. And then we also have a brand new publication that came out this year and actually won a national award from the American Society for Horticultural Science. And it's on conifers for Kansas, which are evergreen trees, and has lots of information from across the state. That's also in our KSRE bookstore. And it was written by Dr. Jason Griffin and Tim McDonald, our community forester.
Cheryl, thank you. Our guest has been K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Cheryl Boyer, talking about fall planting of trees and shrubs. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension and distributed over the K-State Radio Network.